Here's some of Kennedy Malloy that you may not have heard before.
Want some performance never seen before on the job site?
Check out the latest from Milwaukee at your nearest authorised Milwaukee retailer.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You got that right. There has been a lunch involved, and it was reasonably long.
Was a long lunch.
However.
Involved the two of us.
We are good to go.
We are.
On this.
It's Tuesday.
Well, it's Tuesday.
Just reminding you. Well, you seem to forget
why
that.
Why does my running order say Monday edition?
You're actually right, it does.
So does mine.
So I will accept apologies
from everyone.
Everyone's
sacked.
We could be sacked.
Don't worry.
It's been a big day around here. Yep. Hey, all good though. We've got a massive show coming up. Prince George. You know
now
my
you
favourite.
You don't like him.
And I tell you what, he is on the road to ruin.
I've gone off him too.
Who you what? This
I've
is.
Gone off Kate, the whole family.
Jeez. All right. Well, there's no need to go berserk.
Well, there is.
All right, Prince George. We'll get to the bottom of what he's been up to, but it involves shooting stuff.
Oh, for God's sake.
I've told you about
this
kid. Yeah, well.
Shocking.
He's on board. What else?
All right. John McCain. His funeral's come up, and he had a specific dying wish.
Yes.
And we'll tell you about what it is, but we'd like to know if you've actually thought about your own funeral and what you have as a dying wish.
Oh, jeez.
I'm a glass half full person, so I haven't even thought about when
I
die.
Well, I've thought about mine. It involves you not being there.
Well, I've thought about your funeral. I told you I was going to twerk at your funeral.
You said you'd twerk at my funeral.
I have to learn how to twerk first.
Hey, special guest Andy Lee.
That is brilliant.
Hemorrhoid. We tried to get his hemorrhoid, but we couldn't get the hemorrhoid.
Do you know what?
So we got Andy instead.
I'm really hoping Andy's over talking about his hemorrhoid, because it wasn't a hemorrhoid in the end.
No,
he's moved on from
that.
I would
like to see how his bottom's going. I'd like him to come in, drop his pants and show us.
I dare you to ask him.
What's happening?
Actually, do you know what? He'll do it.
He's
that type of guy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what we have got as an unbelievable treat
what?
For this show and for our listeners. Paul Kelly.
Oh, I can't believe it.
He's playing live on our show,
yes.
And I can't believe it as well.
We're so excited. They're setting up as we speak. How good
will this be? He's such a chill, great guy, and we're rapt to have him exclusively on Kennedy Malloy.
Sex addiction. Is it a thing?
Do not link Paul Kelly to sex addiction.
Sex addiction. It's another topic of conversation. Is it a thing? Does someone else have to be involved?
I've never thought it is a thing. Mel B is now claiming she has it, and I'll explain a bit more about that. And some concert news for our heavy metal listeners, which might be me.
And we'll talk about bad parenting, many other things to get through. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. It'll be a great show. But Jane, there's something about you today that's just
breathtaking.
What is it? What have you
done? Well, you've commented already, and you were very good.
I was so happy.
Boys aren't great at this stuff.
No, Jane has been to the hairdressers, shall I say, not before time.
Oh.
And you were due.
Listen, I don't want a backhanded compliment, thanks.
Hey, how's the other day? We're talking about. Okay, well, let's get to the bottom of this first. Who noticed that your hair?
Well, you were the first person to see me at lunch, so you said.
And I went, wow, you've spent the morning. You look beautiful today, Jane.
That was a very lovely thing for you to say.
You had told me earlier you were at the hairdresser's.
There's the hint. But you remembered, and that's very good for a guy.
Who else in the office recognised that you
Fitzy,
when you
our boss.
In? Fitzy, our boss.
Yes.
Jeez.
And right. Sam, and Whitney, of course.
Sam, but he's very metrosexual. Sam's. Says between
he's
know,
complimentary.
He's right
it's not metrosexual right. to be complimentary.
He's
Mick.
North of metrosexual. Yeah. He's right up into the
he
zone.
He's got a very groomed beard.
He's, James,
oh,
he's right. Exactly.
Yeah, look, he's giving
look at
you
this
the
manscaping going
yeah,
on there.
Massive.
Dave, not so much.
Nothing.
No,
how about you the other day?
Marshy, not a Twitter.
Not a cracker. Whitney would have gone out.
Whitney, instantly. Because I've got a fringe.
Your hairdresser's number.
I've got half a fringe. All my girlfriends listening will be flipping out because I grew up with a fringe. I haven't had one for a long time, but it's not a fair.
Well, you look amazing,
one.
And you're a little
thank
breath
you.
Of sunshine in the office today.
Oh, that's lovely
that's
to hear.
So,
hey,
what about the other,
I'm suspicious.
So what about the other day we were all sitting around the studio, and we were in the middle of conversation, and for some reason you said, I don't feel very attractive today. It was me and Doug, and there was a couple of beats, you go, That's where you say no, Jane.
That's right. No.
We were both caught with our pants down.
Too long a pause.
Yeah. No. You look.
Do you know what I like, though? That I feel so comfortable with you guys that I can be honest and I can just open up to you.
Well, I'm a little disappointed.
In what?
Well, have you noticed?
You've shaved.
You had a shave. You have.
No.
You've got a nice jumper.
Lost
you had a
chin.
Haircut. You
lost
had a haircut the other day.
I said lost a few pounds.
You said lost a chin. No.
Did you have a haircut the other day?
No.
What?
Just a little less ass crack today.
New pants.
Do you know what? Because I'm not lecherous and I'm not hashtag me too opposite.
Thank you.
I don't tend to look at your bum. Just saying. Yeah. So there you go. I'm being respectful.
You should get with the plan. Do a bit of ogling.
Would you like me to ogle?
A bit of mentally undressing out the back there.
Then indeed I shall.
Oh, geez.
On a daily basis,
hey,
if you like.
Now, I have to get you left us with an absolute bombshell last night,
yes,
saying you were off to parent teacher.
11 parent teachers.
11 parent teachers in some kind of speed dating.
Yes, no break, 10 minutes. So I got there at 6:40. I left at 8:30. So it was 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes with a very panicked white 16-year-old boy next to you who really was a bit worried. And so he should have been.
And so he should have been. How do you
go? All fine. You know, 60-40. About that. Girl, thumbs up. Boy, you know what? I think this is indicative of when you go to parent teacher and you have a teenage son.
Yes.
A bit lippy. Boys like to think they're really funny. And when you're a teacher of a whole bunch of 16-year-old boys, I think that would be tedious, just saying. Anyway, he's all right.
He's okay?
He's going okay. Both my kids are going okay. That's but good. I really wanted to wind it up in the end.
It reflects poorly on you. It's a bit of bad parenting. Hey, when we get back, we're going to do some bad parenting.
We are.
Are you ready to go?
It's royal bad parenting.
Hello. All right.
The best kind.
Get on board. Give us a call.
We're here thanks to Milwaukee's next breakthrough in power tool and battery technology.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Mom! What kind of mother am I?
I'm a profile of you.
I'm afraid I'll be forced to call social services.
You know, when I was little, I used to pretend you weren't my mother.
Me too.
Time now for another entry into the Journal of Bad Parenting.
Bad parents, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
By the way, 133353, if you've got a story, you got an incident.
If you're a bad parent or you know a bad parent, and honestly, they've lost me. I was a fan of Kate and Will's.
Yep.
I was a fan of their three children.
Yep.
George, Charlotte, and baby Prince Louis. And it all ends today. I'll tell you why.
Right. What's happened?
They went to the Queen's Scottish estate, Balmoral Castle.
Balmoral, yep.
And they went and hunted a very innocent bird.
A grouse.
Grouse can't
fly. Time-honored tradition.
They hunt it with guns.
Yeah.
A bird, and I'll just tell you, grouse can fly very quickly for short distances, but they prefer to walk or run on the ground rather than fly.
Well, there's some buckshot up their ass, they don't. You watch them fly there.
Unless Prince George, with his little rifle.
Oh, so little Prince George, who butter wouldn't melt in his mouth, you're coming around to my way of thinking, which is he's evil.
He is evil.
He is an evil little
in fact, the whole family's evil.
An evil little pumpkin head. He's going to cause trouble. I said this. It's like, would you come back from the future to kill baby Hitler? On the same lines, if you're thinking about doing it, hello, Prince George.
I hate to admit this.
Give it a go. From the future, come back.
No, he's always had that smug look.
Oh, he's a demon.
He wears terrible clothes. Seed. He wears terrible outfits. Embarrassing.
Oh, he doesn't pick them.
He looks like the most evil Von Trapp. He looks like he's really quite happy to be a Nazi.
You know who reminds me of? Kurt.
He's got
Sound of Music.
German blood.
You know Kurt, who betrayed them all?
I said that.
Okay. Anyway.
What are you doing?
The whole family has gone.
Troppo.
What are you doing? It's 2018. Why don't you say to your lovely queen, I know she likes to, I know Prince Philip likes getting his gun out.
Well, did you know this? And this is, I've told this story before, but it's my favourite. Prince Philip, went out, of all the things he's ever done, this is my favourite.
Yeah.
He went out grouse shooting one day, and him and his mates, and they've shot the grouse out of the sky, and they've dropped into a kindergarten. So all these kids are in kindergarten playing around in a garden.
Yeah.
As bird life drops from the sky, feathers, like dead weights. Bang, 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 bang.
That is revolting and hilarious. But can you imagine? So they get the grouse. What, do they take it to the royal kitchen?
Oh, well, you're eating
and they roast it.
It's not like you're shooting a
and
giraffe.
And they all sit around. I think it is because grouse is a very innocent bird.
I'm not supporting shooting things. You know what? If I would have taken him on the way home, I would take Prince George to the cockfights. I would have him out there during the day shooting the grouse.
I think he would.
No, here's how the day would go. Let's go spend the afternoon shooting some grouse. We'll swing by the cockfights on the way home. Okay. And when you get to the palace, don't forget to kick a corgi in the face.
It's appalling.
Now, that's a good day out for the kids.
But you don't really, I know you don't think like that. You're an animal lover. Oh,
I love animals.
It's caused outrage. Outrage in the UK.
I can't take this story even seriously
because
I'm so unhappy about it.
But do they give, what I want to know is, they've taken him on the grouse
hunt. You don't take a kid. How old is he?
But what are they giving him, a rifle?
Oh, I'd love to.
I don't understand.
Do you know what I'd like to do?
Oh, hunt
Prince George like a fox hunt. give him like about 10 minutes start.
Yeah. You mean like when America they hunt humans?
No, that's not. What are you talking about?
No.
The Hunger Games?
No, but there's a real cult where people they hunt human beings.
Who would you hunt if you could hunt him? Give us a call.
Well, you're high on my list.
Who would you hunt if you could hunt anyone? You know what I would do? I'd give Prince George 10 minutes head start, and then we, as a group, get on Shetlands, and we get to chase him.
We can't have real rifles.
Chase, well, no.
We have to have Nerf guns.
Shoot him in the bot with some buckshot.
All right. Look, we want to know if anybody else has done some bad parenting. Are we going to people already?
Yeah, we'll take a call. Okay. Why not? Let's just take one to get the vibe of the room. Phil.
Yeah, g'day. How are we going?
Good, mate. What happened to you? Bad parenting?
Yeah, I was taking the kids to the footy and we got to the train station, which was the first station, so the train was sitting there waiting to go, and the kids were on the train and I jumped off to have a cigarette on the platform, and I said to the kids, look, if the door's shut, I'll see you at the next station, and the door's shut.
No.
And off the train went with my 8-year-old daughter crying her eyes out.
Oh, jeez.
And my 12-year-old son's just looking at me in disbelief, and I've gone, I'll see you at the next station, and I got there a couple of minutes after them, but yeah, not one of my best moments.
Phil, did they get off the train or they stayed on? What did they do?
They got off at the next station.
They got
off at the next station.
So you warned them.
And he picked them up at the next station. That's good parenting.
That's it.
It's good. You had a plan in place. I hope you enjoyed that cigarette.
When did you tell your other half that occurred, or is this the first time you've spoken of it?
Well, my kids know about it, but the ex-wife didn't know, but I'm sure if she did, things would have gone worse for
me. She's heard now.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you rang us under an assumed name,
Thank
Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
All right, you get the idea. Give us a call, 133353, bad parenting. Come on, get involved.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Talking about bad parenting, he's got a tweet through from Catherine at Kennedy Malloy. Does Mick qualify as a bad parent for feeding Lenny junk over the weekend? Had an upset stomach yesterday.
He didn't go to school. Oh, he's at school today.
Is he all right?
He's such a little trooper.
Is he?
I've got one home too. Hi to Max. He had a dodgy pizza.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, he got it after school and everyone said, don't go to that pizza shop, man.
Bad parenting, Jane Kelly.
It is bad parenting.
Bad parenting. We're talking about bad parenting because of Prince George. He's shot his first grouse. He's been on the hunt. You don't like hunts.
I don't like hunts. No, and I am appalled and surprised that William and Catherine have gone down this track.
And women are, we were saying this on the big, it's funny to see all these pictures at the moment.
I am sickened on Twitter and is seeing women who have hunted like a giraffe. There's one of a bird.
Nice.
Great.
Horrific.
But Mick, I was going to say, if you met, so just say Gisele Bündchen was madly in love with you. I mean, this is apocryphal, but never mind.
I like where this is going.
Go on.
Even Gisele 10 years ago when she's ripping.
Right, the height of her powers.
Height of her powers.
Okay, I'm there.
And she's like, please take me now. And then you discovered that she hunted animals, like white rhino and elephants.
Like a lion.
And a lion.
Yes.
How would you feel about that?
I would get her to shoot a lion, skin it, and make love to her on the lion fur.
Wow, that took a turn.
It was unexpected.
Obviously, I'm committed. If it was, you should have said if just a normal person, and I would have said,
a normal person doesn't count because I was saying it's a game changer, isn't it?
It's a game changer. You can't go shooting stuff,
it's terrible
people.
For Steve, what is your bad parenting
story? Unless it's a cull or it's.
Don't even get in there. Don't get into culls because we'll have people arguing about that too. Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Now, Bad parenting can happen. What's your story?
Yeah, it was in the 70s. My father and his best mate were entrusted with minding the kids.
Yep.
And they got on the beers as they did back then at a classic 70s barbecue. And my father, at the end of the night, scooped up the baby, went home.
Yep.
And my mother woke up, well, he woke up in the morning to my mother screaming because he'd actually grabbed the wrong child.
That is an incredible story.
Well, what is funny is that someone has got the other baby and hasn't twinned yet.
Yeah, well, I think they were in the same state, both the boys. But and the fact of the matter is, he grabbed the boy and it was my daughter. Well,
wasn't even a girl at home.
This bloke.
Wasn't even close.
Steve, have you told that story a lot? Because that's an incredible tale.
It comes out occasionally. It's 21st, 50th, and things like that.
Right, oh, that's what we should give that to Andy Lee.
We're going to give that to Andy Lee.
That's a true story.
I would love to see that as a true story.
That is unbelievable. Well done, Steve. Sean, bad parenting?
Yes. Hello, how are you?
Tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, I was picking up my daughter from my ex-wife and said, where do you want to go? She said, oh, we'll go to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to the movies, and I said, oh, you pick the movie. So she picks Bad Grandpa.
Oh.
I didn't know at the time that it was a Johnny Knoxville movie.
Yeah. It's Johnny Knoxville.
She was only 10 at the time.
Oh, Johnny Knoxville, a.k.a. Jackass.
Yeah. And it's hardcore because I fell for the same thing and I had to intervene. Yeah. And
well, it was a bit embarrassing sitting there with her when he's got his nuts caught in the...
Yeah, that's one of the greatest scenes in cinema.
Did she have a laugh though, Sean? I imagine.
She wet herself. Yeah.
And did you say at the end of the movie, don't tell your mother what we saw? Say we saw...
Exactly.
Well, someone who showed a 4.5-year-old's Jackass the movie,
mate.
Which was my first ever. I'm still, my mother, the mother of my children and her mother all got me in one and just going, no, mate.
No. You've learnt your lesson.
This is a new
lesson.
However, in my defence, until you've seen two little boys and their dad jumping up and down on the couch with tears rolling down.
That's
their
a pretty
cheeks.
Adorable scene you've you pictured.
You have not lived.
All right, Simon.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
You're joining the Bad Parenting Club?
Oh, you know, I've got so many examples.
All right, give us one.
One comes to mind. My wife left me in charge of babysitting my four children. My eldest was about 13.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter was 9, and then 7 and a 5-year-old boy.
Okay, full house. Yep.
Yeah. So I was out in the backyard with my eldest, and I just said to him, mate, the other three have been quiet for like half an hour. What are they doing? So I yelled out to the kids, what are they doing? They're, oh, Dad, we're in your room watching a movie.
Oh,
I was like, what movie are you watching in my room? I better go and check. So I went in the bedroom, and they're watching one of my wife's movies.
What's that? Oh, you just palmed this off to your wife.
What is it?
Yeah, the title of it was Two Chicks and One Appendage.
Okay.
All right.
And were they fascinated? Right. Was that their first sex education class?
Okay, Jackass is starting to look okay now, isn't it?
Look, my youngest was amazed that this gentleman was trying to put his appendage.
Right. And you just ran in and said, let's go and put a bit of Disney on.
That's on. We get the idea.
Oh, that's excruciating. Michael.
Get Shrek out.
Hey, yep. Michael.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. You don't sound like a bad parent. What happened?
I'm not bad, but I'm going to stitch up a mate here.
Good on you.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we were actually camping, and we went out to play some golf, and the only way we could get a golf game in, the girls said, you've got to take the boys. I go, rightio, I've got 3 boys and my mate's got 2. So we took them out. We decided to get the golf carts, which
are a
little easier because they're pretty young.
Yep.
Anyway, we made it all the way to the 16th. And the boys have had enough. They've been hanging on the back where the golf bags usually go. Not realising, the 10-year-old actually jumped off the back of the buggy as we approached my mate's ball. He put on the anchors. The boy jumped out. And because he drove past his ball a bit, he decided to reverse and reverse straight back over his kid.
All right, he's run over a kid.
Oh.
We'll take it.
Congratulations, Michael.
Well done, Michael. That's bad parenting.
That's pretty high up there.
I should also point out my boy stole my golf cart, crashed it, and did a runner. I love those kids.
Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
No. Hey, Tracy's on the line. Good to see the girls getting involved. Tracy, were you involved?
Yes, definitely.
What happened?
So my son was about 8 or 9 years of age.
Yep.
And, you know, you watch those videos and they're like a prank video. So I was like looking at it on the computer, and it's like a car going around a mountain, and it's really scenic and really calm. And then at the end of it, like this horrible woman's face comes up.
Comes up, blah,
yep,
and frightens everyone.
The crap out of
yeah, we've seen those.
Yeah, so I thought it would be funny to show my son, so he comes and he's watching it. I know. when he's watched it, he's gone back in the chair afterwards, and then he like went white and went into shock. He went onto the ground and just was not coherent. So
just traumatised.
How much so he's flapping around like a fish on the floor.
I know. I was, oh, my God.
Is he still in therapy, Tracy?
Was he in the fetal position?
I've never scared him against him.
Oh, Tracy. Yeah, that's good.
He can't watch anything now. No. Hey, come and watch a family video. No, I don't think so.
He doesn't even want to go in the car.
Why don't you come and watch Russell Coit? Yeah, I don't think so. Tracy, you're terrible.
Good on you, Tracy, though.
Hey, by the way, tell him to harden up.
Yeah.
Chelsea.
Thanks, Tracy. Hi, Chelsea.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, tell us what happened.
Okay, so when I was about 8, my dad didn't want my brother and I to have sugar. So he made a little bribe to see if we would go far enough as to run around in the cemetery at night around a fountain and back for a Slurpee.
Oh, my God. So your dad thought it was hilarious if you went at night.
This is like an Australian version of the grouse hunt.
That is funny.
Release the children. And the children go through the cemetery, round a sprinkler, come back and earn a Slurpee.
So we have to know, did you do it?
Oh, I did it so many times.
And so you got your Slurpees.
But my brother was traumatised. Oh, he hit the car.
That's hilarious. Oh, well. Bad parenting from your dad. Big tips.
Father of the year.
Yeah, I like
right
that.
There.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah, speaking.
Tell us your bad parenting tale.
Yeah, Joan, we were on Christmas holidays one year and we had our four kids in the car, and the about a 12-year-old son was over the back of the Land Cruiser wagon, and we stopped at the service station, and he was dead asleep, didn't want to come inside, go to the toilet. So the five of us all went in, got something to eat, went to the toilet, came back out to the car, got in the car and drove off. And an hour later, we got a phone call from someone at the service station saying that our son was there. He'd gotten out of the car, unbeknown to us, gone to the toilet. And when we were driving off, he ran across the car park, fell arse over head out over a traffic island with his four jaws and no shirt on, skinned himself from arsehole to breakfast time.
Brian!
Can I say that if you're going to be lost, the petrol station is probably the safest.
I know someone very close to me who lives in my house who's a grown-up who got left at a petrol station by his family.
And he's never recovered.
He waited an hour. They finally worked it out and went back and got him. But, you know, it can happen.
They knew what they were doing.
I literally do a head count every time I've got five kids in the car. I go, are you all here? Are you all in? They go, Mum, yes, we
it's
are.
It's like Home Alone with you.
It is.
Yeah.
Understandable.
But stuff's going on at your house. It's not quite right.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, my house this morning was
you know what your house is like? You know, those two people who had the 11 kids in it.
With the bad haircuts.
The bad haircuts. It looks like Glenn Robbins doing a comedy character. Those guys.
We're not that bad.
I'm going to send someone around to make sure you don't have half your children tied to a bed.
Stop it.
All right, you get the idea. Is this true? We're coming back. Is he going to be ready to go?
Paul Kelly is in the house.
Coming up.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Now,
many people, myself included, have extolled the virtues of our national treasure, Paul Kelly.
The closest thing we have to a poet laureate. His songs are like postcards, little snapshots of the countryside with our experiences, dreams, hopes and problems scrawled in the lyrics.
I've done all the dumb things.
And if you're not lucky enough to be stuck in traffic...
Oh, no, how annoying. He was sound checking. So me and my driver had the windows down and we're listening to Paul Kelly rifle through about two or three songs at a sound check in the afternoon.
There's a new concert opportunity to hear his wonderful songs and to get the perfect Christmas recipe.
Don't forget a dollop of White Crow tomato sauce and the sweetness and an extra tang.
Giving us a sneak peek at that concert series by performing live, please welcome Paul Kelly.
Thanks, guys. I'm gonna go with the one I love. All I know is that I must. Pretty soon we'll all be dust. I'm gonna go with the one I love. I'm gonna leave I know I am beguiled, I'm gonna go with the one I love. I might be wrong by the one I love. I don't care what's bad or good, or what I shouldn't or what I should. I'm gonna go with the one I love.
Well, it doesn't get better than that. Thank you, Paul.
Paul Kelly.
Good on you, Paul.
The
Thank
one
you.
I love from his forthcoming album, Nature, by the way, guys, out October 12th. PaulKelly.com.au. How good is
that? I think that's going to be a classic.
Oh, man.
And then he's on tour.
Yeah, doing a bunch of shows. So the My Music Bowl in Melbourne on the 14th of December.
That'll
he's doing
good.
The Domain in Sydney on the 15th of December. And then River Stage in Brisbane on the 21st of December as well. You've got to see.
You're an idiot.
That's
if you don't
part
get
of the Making Gravy show.
Excellent. Cannot wait for that.
He is a national treasure. How good was that?
We're By the way, we're going to put some video up of that too at kennedymalloy.com.au.
Okay,
I like that. I can't believe you wouldn't let me cowbell it.
We wanted to hear the purity of Paul's voice and guitar playing. So you forget what a great guitarist Paul is as well.
I see highly strung, didn't get a run. We did,
Look,
we
one
did
day.
We did put it to him. We did put it to
one
him.
One day.
He says you might get a run on the road.
You should
Paul
do
Kelly
a national
says
tour.
That.
He you says you might
A national tour. Let's just start in,
no.
you know.
Yeah, be
Go
all,
national. One state. Let's start in.
That would be making the worst gravy you could possibly make.
Let's start in Coffs Harbour. There you go.
A little weak.
A little weak, but really watery gravy.
But you have no faith in me.
No one wants to eat.
I want to see you play. I can't wait to see you play.
Who
you've
else?
You've talked the talk.
I don't. Listen, I'm not talking myself up at all.
Lee Simon popped in here. And didn't I hear him, overhear him say that you did a band with
I was
him
in a band with Lee Simon.
Around the highly strung era that played at ratings parties.
No kidding.
It was an old Triple M, the Triple M band.
Yep, and I sang with Shirley Strawn. Hello.
What'd you sing?
I think we sang All My Friends Are Getting Married.
No kidding.
Yep, I've got a photo of it.
And who, what was Lee on? What was
Lee was on
Lee,
keyboard.
Lee was the host of Night Moves and the biggest
huge.
DJ
He's
in
the Godfather.
Australia.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was on tambourine.
And you've crowbarred your way in.
Hey, listen, I did not crowbar my. I was invited.
Come on, Jane.
No, it was a coveted position.
I heard the girls on reception were very good singers and you have just absolutely elbowed
so
them out of a.
That's so funny.
Is that true or not?
No, it's not true.
Was that the year Molly Meldrum was found asleep under the
Could
table? Could
have been just post that.
For rating, there was a rating server. There was a post rating.
Look, it was the 80s. It was the great days of ratings.
This was amazing. It's ratings day today, which is why we're reminiscing.
Yeah.
But there was a Triple M ratings party, and apparently it hadn't gone very well, and they were all in the boardroom going, how can we make this station better? We need to do this. We've got to get all this stuff. And then they heard this kind of, and they looked under the table, and Molly Meldrum was asleep, having fallen asleep drunk. Those were the days.
It used to be Molly's second home here, and he's close with everyone here.
That's when Triple M were top of the heap.
Let's start that again.
We've got to get back to that.
All right, is you sleep true? Under the boardroom table.
I am prepared to take a bullet for the
Do
team.
It. Do it.
Is it true the band was called Janie Diesel and the Premature Ejaculator?
Yes,
is that true?
Yeah, that's
Diesel.
True.
Wow.
That is absolutely true.
I love that. And at one of our other Triple M breakfast parties, one of the station manager punched himself in the face and knocked himself out. Yeah, yeah. No, we'd had a bad survey.
Right.
And he wanted to address the troops.
Okay.
And he came, it's true. You were there.
I know.
So you were there. He came out and he goes, I'm prepared to do anything for this station.
He's waving his arms around.
And he's waving yeah. around. And then he goes, watch. And he punched himself in the face and knocked himself out. I didn't think it was humanly possible.
See, everything's too PC now.
It is. You can't
Come
even
on,
smoke
can't even pash
anymore.
Anyone around here these
can't
days.
Even pa- well,
just, come on. I'll right. give it a red hot go.
All right. Form an orderly queue. Hey, we're going to go to a song. When we come back, we're going to talk about...
All right. Funerals.
Funerals.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good times. Yeah. But fun funerals.
Like last wishes. I want someone to punch themselves in the face and knock themselves out at my funeral.
All right.
All right. We'll do that.
All right. Give us a call. 1-3-3-5-3. Last wishes.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
John McCain. His dying wish was, I don't want Donald Trump at my funeral.
Well, that's fair enough, isn't it?
It is fair enough, given the animosity between those two men and Donald. You know, Donald Trump, he's a vindictive man. How's this? John McCain has passed away, and this week every single flag in Washington is at half-mast, apart from the one
above the
White House.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. They have to, by law, they all have to put them down for 24 hours. Everyone else, both Democrats, houses, Congress, everything, I've got them down at half-mast. As soon as he put his back up, he refuses.
What a baby.
What a baby, what a toddler. And by the way, he's always going on about the troops and how you've got to do it for the troops. But how disrespectful. This is one of the most revered servicemen of all time, and he won't put his flag
up. What a fake.
What a jerk.
Okay, so the wishes of McCain was say, I don't want Donald Trump there. That's one of my dying wishes.
It's a dying wish. We got us thinking, well, if you had a dying wish, what would it be? You know, my dying wish for me would be to die owing all my friends money. Do you know if you could? No. Imagine,
what is wrong with you?
Imagine if you knew you had 6 months off. So you go. Well, me 6 months to live, 8 months. If you go, bingo. Thanks, doc.
Yeah.
I would go around and short-term loan all my mate. Bit skint. Can you buy me this car or pay
really?
Back?
Really?
Yeah, promise.
Because you know you're going
to
go.
How good would that be? And for the friends I didn't like, I would promise to haunt them. I'm going to haunt you. I'm not going to be watching you. Even in your private moments, I'm there.
You actually, when you're,
I'm watching.
That is creepy.
Just remember,
that's
I'm
very
there.
Creepy. Okay. You have said actually what you want at your funeral. Do you recall?
No, I don't.
No, I've got
Let's
the
go back in time and what you wanted.
Talking about my funeral.
Yes, have a listen.
Mine's going to go 8 hours, two intervals, and it'll be like a Bollywood funeral. I want to see some wailing from you.
Wailing.
I want to see you throw yourself over the casket, banging on the lid. No. Taken too early.
I'll be twerking up on the altar.
Twerking on the altar.
Oh,
how dare you?
I just got to learn how to twerk first.
All right. Last wishes is bury me in China. Is that where they're hiring all the strippers to come in and perform? All right. Adam's on the line. Adam, what's your last wish? Or was it your father's last wish? Adam, are you there? No, Adam's not there.
Hi, Adam.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Adam. What was your father's wish?
My father was a pack-a-day marble red smoker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that what? How he died of?
He died of cancer, he did.
Okay,
and he wanted his coffin painted as a box of marble reds.
Oh,
we've seen a photo of that.
We're not encouraging this by the way.
That's pretty astounding.
Oh. Yeah, it's pretty confronting, isn't it? The other thing he wanted was to be cremated so he could light up one last time.
Oh, well, he went with a good sense of humour in the end and you were true to his word. And what did the people who made the coffin say?
It was actually my sister who's an artist, so he asked my sister to make it. And so we've got some great photos of him posing in the coffin.
Right. And would you describe him as a pack of 20s or 25s? How was he going at the time?
I reckon he was at least one pack.
Well done, Adam.
Thanks for sharing that with us, Adam.
Rebecca, how do you want to go? What's your dying wish?
I'm having a Wiccan funeral.
Are you a witch? Are you a witch?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow, I'm fascinated.
What happens? Do you burn someone or do you take...
It's hard to kill a witch.
Back in the old days, you get burnt like on all these piles of wood.
Yep. Sounds good.
Turn your radio down there, Rebecca.
Yep.
Yep.
What else does it involve? Does it involve garlic? Does it involve metal?
Is it a sacrifice?
Yeah, what happens?
What happens? Come on.
It's like back in the 1800s, I suppose, or earlier, they put you on a pile of wood and they burn your body.
All right,
But I'm also having my cat that's been cremated with me.
Okay. Oh, well, whether it's healthy or not, the cat's going.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Bad news for the cat. It's a black cat.
Careful.
All right, Wayne, quickly. What's happening? Last wish?
My last wish is my sister-in-law is going to dress up as the Grim Reaper at my funeral.
I like it. Well played,
that's
Wayne.
Fun. Good
quick
on
one.
You.
Time for one more. Kane, what do you want to see at your funeral?
I'd like one last wish for my mother to admit she was wrong for once. So that'd be pretty fun.
Yeah. Well, as a mum, that's never going to happen.
I like it. Well done.
Thanks, Kane.
If you want to get involved, we'll keep contact us on socials. We'll read a few out at the end. Coming back after the break, though, it's True Story Night on tonight, Channel 9. Andy Lee in.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Couldn't be happier about this one. It's going to be a dead set cracker. Sex Addiction.
I was going to say that.
Oh, I said it.
You stole
Who's
my thunder.
It? Can you have it? Does someone else have to be involved?
Is it real? I don't believe in it, but, you know, seems other people do.
All right, what else have you got?
I've got other entertainment
You've
news.
You've got entertainment news.
Well, you know I'm full of them. Full of it.
Well, I love your entertainment reports.
Okay.
They're always illuminating. We'll take your calls,
we'll take
your tweets. But is it time for our special guest?
It is indeed.
We feel like we've followed him closely. Some may say too close. Over the last week or two, he's wandered into the studio, popped a pillow down on his stool.
He's the most frank person I've ever met in my life.
He's a
so
sharer.
Honest.
Yes.
He gives. And he's here, it's Andy Lee.
And he's got a big smile on his face.
Nice.
You're always smiling, Andy.
Hi, yeah, Andy, how are you?
Yeah, well, I'm back.
I'm back
walking.
You're ginger.
I'm a little bit ginger.
Has it affected your golf game, more importantly?
It's improved it.
We just had the conversation. He's swinging a club.
Improved it because you're meant to be still through all that
yes,
area.
Your core strength. Yeah. I know you're going to be...
And the other thing is it really bloody hurts if I miss hit the ball. So I've never concentrated so hard in trying to hit a golf ball.
That would have been like a pendulum.
Yeah, so for any budding young golfers out there, I just recommend an abscess.
An abscess.
Just go out and get yourself one. Jason Day heading into the Masters or...
Best tip you could ever give.
Get yourself a little hemorrhoid, size of a hot dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Out the back.
You will need a very understanding girlfriend, and that's what you have. But
now, does everyone know what we're talking about? Shall we just recap what has transpired on this program with the great Andy Lee over the last week?
Okay. It started with some good-natured jibes.
Andy Lee got his girlfriend to ring up
and
say,
"Oh,
we're doing sicky wicky."
But the stakes were quickly raised by Andy.
I'm actually in hospital. It's a hemorrhoid. It is the biggest hemorrhoid you've ever seen. The doctor came in and had a look, and he went, "Wow, you know, that's not even."
Everyone, come in here.
Seriously?
The guy off the radio, come
in. He was so big, I couldn't walk.
He actually had to bounce into the hospital like he was on one of those old-fashioned.
Does he make a wish before he cuts into it? I mean, how big is this thing?
They've got kids lining up blindfolded.
But it turns out that Andy's doctor made the wrong call.
Misdiagnosis, wasn't a hemorrhoid. It was a perianal abscess. So that is...
That sounds a lot better.
It got to the size of a good-sized lime, small lemon, and then it burst. It takes about 9 hours to drain it. What's crazy is it disappears to nothing. Like, it's essentially
You're
like...
Back.
I'm back. I'm feeling great.
And there's no evidence that it ever happened.
Next, let me...
I'd just like to point out I can't have a lime or a lemon in my Corona anymore thanks to that. Now, I have to just, before we move on and put this to bed for the last time, were you angry at your doctor for a misdiagnosis? As I say, you're a proctologist. How much is there to do down there?
Yeah, I was. I was because... You know, the answer is you can lance it and drain it and be fine. If you get onto it straight away. It takes a little bit longer to recovery, but we wouldn't have had this lovely journey.
You wouldn't have had 2 weeks of material
I wouldn't
either.
Have been closer to you guys.
I love it.
Closer to my girlfriend.
Yes, and your girlfriend, I've seen on Instagram, has gone away on a little well-deserved holiday with her girlfriend, which is exactly where I'd be if I was Beck.
She's exhausted.
I think she's a bit over you.
She said it was pre-booked, but I hadn't heard anything about it. Now she's off on the scale.
ski trip.
I did laugh when I saw her at the snow.
I said, how's the day going, darling? And she wrote back, oh, yeah, just got a private lesson with Gil from Denmark. And I'm like, okay, I said that's fair.
We'll hunt him down, don't you worry. We'll give him an abscess where it hurts.
Having stared at your ugly bot for a couple of days.
Yeah, no, apparently she's on her way back, so maybe Gil, things didn't work out with Gil.
Well, we've loved talking to you on these Tuesdays, and it's a great night to talk to Dave because you have True Story on, and they've been
going gangbusters.
And they've been so funny, and the casting is what I love is how incredibly alike you get the cast like the person telling the story. Sure. It's incredible.
Yes. Well, you've got that's high praise. You're a casting agent yourself shows.
I'm amazed.
I've seen the little titles at the end.
But I love that. That's my fabulous. Oh, man, I'm so into that.
Well, tonight is we didn't have to go too much for likeness because Stephen is the storyteller, but it took place like 30 years ago for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it surrounds Stephen courting a girl. He wants to date this girl.
Yes.
And she's got a very protective dad. So he goes out to the family house.
Mm-hmm.
The house is located next, on a country property, next to a maximum security prison. So the dad's already on edge about escaped criminals.
Mm.
Hence his security is up in the house.
Okay.
Anyway, the daughter asks Stephen, Could he sneak her out for a nightclub visit?
Oh, my.
And so it's an action thriller tonight.
I love it because I think we all have stories around this in our childhood or growing up.
Yep.
I even know them now as parents. I've got a friend of mine, Roger, whose girlfriend when she was 18, went to a nightclub for the first time. He said, but you've got to be home by 10 or whatever it was. She wasn't home. So he went into the nightclub in his pajamas. Walked up to the bar and tapped her on the shoulder and said, hi, what time are you planning on coming home?
Fantastic.
We had one of those as well. One of our mates' mums.
Cuba, was it the Cuba?
One of our mates' mums at Silver's, if people ever remember that.
I know that, yes.
One of our mates' mums rolled in and went, I think that's your mum, Mike.
I tell you what.
She came across and said, you're underage. Should be
God.
I can top that. Okay. It involved let's call it a lap dancing club.
Oh, really? Oh.
Is that?
Oh. No.
Hey, let's
a parent?
On. Come on.
Do you know what? That's so tempting for me to do to my children.
Oh, yes, got it.
But I wouldn't because they'd never speak to me again. I'd love to. All right, let's come back and
let's
talk
come
some
back
more.
And talk some more.
Yes.
That's tonight, by the way.
It is tonight.
Is it 8:30?
8:40.
It's after the block.
After the block.
Hang around after the block.
True Story. We'll be back.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Andy Lee is with us. True Story with Hamish and Andy airs tonight, Channel 9, 8:40. Check it out.
And what about this podcast of yours, Hamish and Andy's podcast? Are you up to the million? I ask you this every week.
No.
I know you're so close.
No, we're not. Last week's downloads was 989,000.
That's a lot of downloads.
People are hanging out now. People are messing with you.
Million?
Come on, you bums. Get him over the line.
Yeah. We're going to start tracking backwards. But yes, no, thank you for everyone that's taken an interest in the podcast. We love doing it.
Yes.
I did accidentally mentioned something in the podcast about my girlfriend that Hamish went, hey, should we be taking that out?
No.
And I said, yeah, it's a podcast now. We don't have to worry about this.
I've asked you that before about things you've talked about your girlfriend too.
And I said, during the actual talk break, I said, yeah, don't worry. When we get around to putting this out, that won't be any. Right.
Okay. No wonder she's on holiday.
Forgot all about
it. No wonder she's up at the snow.
So I forgot all about it.
What was it?
She has had a lot of people contacting her that she doesn't know in the last week because of what I accidentally left in the podcast. But anyway, let's...
You've got to go to the podcast and listen.
Oh, good call.
Teaser.
I get it.
Hey, another thing that I wanted to run by you. Mick, you'll be able to relate to this perhaps a bit more, being a golf nut.
Yes. Yep.
But
you doubt my golfing ability.
I do not. You know when you're looking for a partner to play with?
Yes.
And you throw out a bit of burly to everybody. You're like, Mick, do you want to play on Wednesday? Because often people say no.
Yeah.
I threw out a question to my brother-in-law on a Monday, right?
Yep.
And he didn't get back to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I booked golf for Saturday morning with three other blokes.
Yes.
Three before. And my brother-in-law and my sister came down to the beach. We were staying family beach house.
Sure.
And we're having a good time Friday night.
Right.
Just before bed, Paul turns to me and goes, so what time are we playing tomorrow?
Oh, and you haven't done anything about it.
And I haven't done anything about it.
Yeah, but he didn't get back to you.
Well, I thought that, but then I looked up the text and he said, yes, I'd love to play. So,
oh no! What time of night is this? Are you
11
booked
o'clock.
In? Are you booked in the
morning?
There's
no way.
8:30 in the morning, we're playing.
Stuffed.
11 o'clock at night. So
you got to go.
At this point, I say to him, "Hey, I'm really sorry.
Yeah,
but I just
he'd understand. Surely,
I missed that, and I've booked someone else. And the look on his face.
Oh wow!
With your two kids,
he's been practicing all week.
He'd gone and got a roof box on his car so he could fit his golf books. Right. So I saw the look on his face. And then I threw out what is clearly, for any golfer out there, a token offer.
Sure.
I said, hey, mate, why don't you come along and we'll play in a group of three and a group of two. Because
well, that's just ruins everyone's day.
And most people would say, no, don't worry about it.
Yes. That's everyone gets off the hook
Where
their dignity intact.
And he goes,
there's no way.
His responsibility is to say, no, of course
correct.
Not, because you've obviously got this other game
of
going.
Of course.
He said yes.
Oh, no. So, this is the worst day ever.
So at that point, I've got these other three mates that we play in a comp two-on-two against each other. They've been so excited about it. And I'm contemplating texting them going, hey, just so you know, I've ruined it. And I couldn't. I turned around and I said, that was a token offer.
Oh, no.
You can't. And it was your responsibility to say no.
Oh, dear.
And so I kiboshed it. I was telling this to a friend of mine, Zach, who said he'd had people around to his house for dinner, right? And they cooked a great dinner.
Yeah.
Right? And Zach goes, and they, as these guests were leaving, they're kind of more acquaintancy than close friends.
Yeah.
As these guests were leaving, Zach said, hey, guys, they said, thanks so much for dinner. And he said, anytime. Right?
What do they say?
A week later, he gets a phone call and said, you said any time, how about we book in?
No.
Booking themselves in back to the dinner. Of course, the any time is a token offer.
It's a token offer. I'm with you.
You got a couple of these
so
we
what
can go
ask,
through.
I want to ask on 1-3-3-5.
You shut your mouth. You'll be in big trouble.
Are you going to mention one, James?
No.
She's got one. She's got a beauty.
Have I?
Yes.
Oh, you'll have to remind me in the ad break.
I'm happy to remind you now.
No, do not.
1-3-3-5-3.
I like this.
Did you throw out what is an obvious token offer?
Oh, sure.
And
tell
who,
me about you should come round. We'll keys in the bowl at some time. Oh, what?
Who was irresponsible enough to take it up?
You know what I'm
Jane
talking
knows
about.
Now. She's nodding everybody.
She's hanging her head. She's got two hands on her face.
Stop it now. Give us a call. 1-3-3-5-3.
Can I give everyone a hint?
No. You can't. Dave, your responsibility. Take over.
Okay. 1-3-3-5-3. Give us a ring.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Andy Lee is with us in studio right now. We're taking your calls on 1-3-3-5. What?
That's Andy. I'm most worried about Andy. He's made a token offer to play golf and with a mate, and he's accepted.
Well, the thing
you're
is,
about to have five of
then
you
took
now
it back.
Team.
There's times in life where there's an offer you're making to allow the person.
Because you're polite.
The allow the person
you don't
to, say,
yes,
to say no.
Don't worry.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right.
And it blew up in your face.
I was staying with some friends in St. Louis in Missouri, right, from Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And we went round to the neighbor's house and we're going to try and deep fry a turkey. And I said to them, they go, what are you up to? I said, we're gonna deep fry turkey. And the lady goes, I've never had a deep fried turkey. And Khaki, who's the girl I was there with, my mate's sister, said, oh, okay, we could make you one.
Oh, no.
And the lady went, that would be great.
Oh,
shit. And I looked at her.
What is wrong with you, woman?
And looked at Khaki and we left. And I said, you didn't expect her to say, yes, I'll have a deep fried. You
You've got to be careful. Be very careful what you offer.
Have you been called on a token offer?
Yes.
That's the call. We've got a few people who reckon they've been done. Ross. Ross, what happened to you, mate? What happened to you?
It was raining this one time and I felt bad for the bloke because he had to walk to the train station and walk from the station to his house. So I offered him a lift home and now every day he kind of just trundles towards the car.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Oh, mate, the token offers. Can I drive you to the airport or can I help you move house? They're the two.
Yikes.
They are unbelievable. I had a token offer. I was living with a mate and the token offer was he'd slept the night with a girl and in the morning he said to this girl, oh, can I drive you home? And we're clearly unaware where she lived. He said, great, it's down the coast.
Oh.
So it was about an hour and a half.
Oh, so he had to sit in the car with her for an hour and a half.
So it's an hour and a half. So he's going, oh, I didn't expect that. Now I've got to drive home. So they get in the car and he goes, because it's so far away, he goes, I've just got to stop in and get some petrol. Get some petrol. I swear this is true. He gets out and he fills the car for petrol and he goes, oh, God, I've got no money. Do you mind? And so she goes in to pay for it and he takes
off. Oh, no way.
No, what's wrong with
he's
boys? No, left at the station.
Left at the station, an hour and a half from home. He's got a full tank.
That's not cool.
He's gone back to bed. Amazing.
Back in our university days, Hamish picked up a girl, which was just a tremendous feat because you should see of Ham back in his. I'm sure he's kind of fit these days, but wow, back in the day.
He was a bit blubbery, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He was all over the shop.
And he had zero game. But anyway.
he's overseas, by the way, at the moment.
My parents were away. And so we went back to my house, right, and he stayed with this girl. And he didn't have a license back in the day either, right?
And what a catch.
He's offered this girl a lift home and she said yes. So he's coming to me and going, Andy, you have to drive this girl. He's offered on my behalf.
Like a chauffeur. You sit in the front with the cap on, Andy.
And early Uber days.
And I said, mate, I'm not dropping this girl home. No. I'll drop her at the station. I'll drop her at the train station.
No, no.
And Hames like, I can't go back in and tell her that I've organised the lift just to the train station.
That's gold.
She might be listening now.
She could have been the one. Who knows? Well done. Peter's on the line. Peter.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good. Yeah, taking offer?
Basically, pool party 1999 in Canberra. Ran into a mate on the Friday. You know, we're having a pool party, New Year's Eve. Come on down. More than welcome. Stay as long as you want. Most people stay until Sunday, but come down. Stay as long as you want. Well, he took that to the nth degree. He stayed for 10 days. He got to Monday and he was still there. Got to the Tuesday, then he started eating 10 week picks of morning. Got to Wednesday, we all went back to work and he's still staying there. And the three of us had to have a committee meeting that lived together and said, well, who's going to tell him to go? And so you told him to stay as long as he bloody wanted. 10 days.
So did you have the job of going, I think you've outstayed your welcome?
Yeah, I said, listen, mate, you've eaten all our food. We've got nothing left. You don't have to go. Can I come back next year? Yeah, you can.
Can I come back next year?
He's already booking it in.
Good on you, Peter. Thanks for that. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Jane. How you doing?
Really good, mate. What's going on?
My wife and I were moving to England for work, and we had a couple of weeks stopover in Thailand and went to a bar and met an Irishman and sort of said,
yes.
If you're ever over in England, we're going to be in such and such a town, come and look us up. And about 6 months later, he did. And stayed for about 2 weeks and drank all of our beer and wasn't a real good house guest. But the next year, we shifted to a different town in England.
Yeah.
He lobbed up and checked around with our next door, our old next door neighbours, and found our address.
Your new address.
Turned up again.
Oh no!
That's fantastic. Wow, it's the smartest Irishman around.
Where in the world has Carmen Sandiego?
Oh, yeah, got him.
Catch me if you can. There's a movie in that. Tom Hanks, Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah.
Good one, Chris. Like
one time for one more, Paul. What happened,
guys,
buddy?
How are you?
Good. Yeah. Taking offer.
Mate, made an offer. I'm a muso at night, and someone came up to me in a club and said, you know, we'd really like you to have you play for us at our charity. And I said, okay, yes. No worries. So I felt a bit impelled to bloody play for free. So I just said, okay, no worries. They told me the date and I started playing. And then at the end, I just said, oh, look, as you do, like any time you need a muso, I felt like bad. And then, I did it for like 5 years.
5 years?
How many gigs? And
oh no.
Five years, an annual.
One every year, 5 gigs. Oh. And at the end, I'm just like, oh, like what happened to the old muso? And he goes, oh, we just think you were a lot better. We were a bit better. And I said, oh, okay. And did he do it for nothing? Oh, no, he was so expensive.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, no.
Well done, Paul. Give him a prize,
sport.
Dave.
Yeah. Well done.
$100 fuel card coming
there, $100 fuel card. There you go. Don't leave anyone at the petrol station.
As long as you play at the Triple M Christmas party.
That's it. With Highly Strung. Well done. Great to see you back in action.
Thank you, guys.
Sitting,
love being on.
Sitting comfortably. Great to have you back on.
I've got something in the store for next week for your show.
I can't.
Something I've been working on.
All right.
Wow. Yeah,
I love it. I love it.
Don't forget True Story tonight. Yes. Channel 9.
8:40, Andy Lee.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Extra, extra.
She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
Mel B's in a very bad way at
Mel
the moment.
B, who's Mel B?
From Spice Girls.
Spice Girls Mel B.
Scary Spice.
What's happened?
Scary Spice.
Oh, look, she's had a very difficult 6 months, she says, and she's battling booze and sex addiction.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, let's hang out.
Well, a friend said, now, it's not a it's not funny to joke about being addicted to sex, all right?
Why?
Because it's not funny.
Why? Is it not funny? It sounds pretty funny to me.
It's addiction. It's not and a just real because thing. It's sex doesn't mean that it's supposed to be funny.
That makes me laugh.
Okay, so her friend Rusty claims Mel slept with 3 men in one day.
Right. Nothing unusual there. That's just business as usual.
She'd be doing this guy and that guy and then the chauffeur who brings her home.
Jeez, busy.
Should be more of it.
She was with the artist Danny Lopez, whoever he is, for a few months, and some Corsican guy who's a regular. And she also apparently, allegedly, was with one of the boys from, was it Backstreet Boys?
Which one?
Duff.
Oh, no. I don't know if it was.
Could have been all of them.
Hang on. I have to get my boy
back. That's a sex addiction. Form an orderly queue, Backstreet Boys. That's when you know you're in trouble.
Well, here's a younger brother.
I'll even do the little Bond one.
Aaron Carter.
Oh, it was him.
It's a Backstreet Boys brother.
It was a little blonde one's brother.
Yes.
Okay, now she does have an issue.
Aaron Carter, who's 30. Look, I'm not laughing because...
You are laughing. Well... Because it's funny.
Look, I've always doubted...
Didn't she say... Wasn't there a quote in there? But she goes... It got to the point where you couldn't bring a heterosexual man around the house. Yes. Or she'd do him.
She would jump him. But look...
She'd jump him. She'd she'd drop from the ceiling. She'd grab him. I'm Mel B.
What is she? Scary Spice.
You dry up your leg as you walk in the door. That's what it's Mel B.
Why
so
does she
scary
get
spice,
like that?
Frightening.
Why has she got like that? I'll tell you, she was.
She's addicted to sex, and there's not a problem with it. There should be more of it.
No. She was married to a madman.
Hire that
for
woman.
A start.
Well, who was
Harry Belafonte's son.
Drove him mad.
He was a shocker.
Who was Harry Belafonte?
Yeah, the
come, Mr. Tallyman.
Dale.
Carry me banana. Tell you what. She loved him.
She carried his banana. You know what I mean?
Here goes Mel B, short for banana. Here goes Mel B, banana.
Now, look.
Here I come. Here I come, everybody. Okay, everyone, don't move. It's like a bear attack. Shh, don't move. Everyone stand still. And Mel B,
listen.
She'll ignore you. If you just stand still.
Listen, we are not making...
Mason!
We're not making light of sex addiction.
We are.
Well, you know what?
I've got it. I do.
You have not.
I'm just waiting to get someone else involved.
Right, okay.
But at the moment, it's off the charts.
You don't have sex addiction.
It is. Oh, I've gone twice during the show.
I can't help yourself. It. I don't know what's going on under this desk.
Don't need to share
Don't go near my chamber pot.
What's happening?
Hey, I think that's the end of my entertainment report today.
Yeah.
No, you didn't take it very seriously.
Because
what's wrong with it?
Because you ruined it.
Mel B. So what kind of treatment does she get? Did everyone get smacked on the nose with a roll of newspaper? Get out of it. Apparently, if someone had around her house and she started dry humping the pillows. You know what it's like? Take it seriously, Jane. It's a proper thing. We got a number to help people.
It probably is.
Yes,
we've got a number to help people. Anyone
should
find
that out.
Girls with a sex addiction.
Mixed number, 041.
It's my home number.
No,
feel free to drop by.
She's doing therapy and she's doing something called EMDR.
Okay.
That's a guy's name. It's a guy's initials. She's doing someone called
EMDR.
Sure,
let me tell you what this is.
All right, I'm trying to help.
It's eye movement desensitization and pre-processing.
Yeah, well.
That's helping her get over a sex addiction. Anyway, there you go.
That was really
the entertainment report.
I like it.
What about you?
What are you talking about?
You were on the job the other night. Weren't you after the anniversary? After anniversary dinner?
Thought I might mix it up a bit. Normally, no. This is Kennedy Malloy.
No, you're in trouble now, Mrs. D.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, thanks to Milwaukee, maximising runtime and performance never seen before on the job site.
I have an addiction that's almost sexual. when it comes to the Milwaukee.
Oh.
No. When I see Milwaukee,
that is not a good visual.
No, but I just love it so much.
I know.
I love the sound. I love the feel.
Yeah.
Careful.
The battery comes in handy. How big's the battery? The M18 fuel.
Well, you don't need a cord.
That's what you need.
It's next breakthrough.
Jump the leads and away we go.
It's next breakthrough in power tool and battery technology. That's all I need to say.
Breakthrough. It's way out in front. So this Milwaukee is like. Up here.
Yeah. And then the others are down there.
The others are not even not even in the same picture as the Milwaukee, and they're which is good head looking. And shoulders. But
if you want to be the hottest tradie in town, grab your Milwaukee and head to a nightclub and see what happens. You'll pull the chicks.
Start taking stuff down.
Or the chicks will pull the guys.
Take the mirror ball down.
Yep.
No. I don't think this is helping selling any Milwaukee.
I think it is. Trust me.
No, the Milwaukee is head and shoulders above the best. I love it. I'm attached to it. And I could talk about it non-stop.
Well,
and I will.
Someone will
song.
Sit down and listen to you.
And I'm just going to
tell me all about it.
You will play the
it.
Song, and you talk more about Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
More with Kennedy Malloy after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
We had Paul Kelly perform earlier.
Yeah.
The performance is online at kennedymalloy.com.au.
He was awesome. I'm very lucky to have him in.
We are indeed. Hey, and thank you for whoever nominated us for an ACRA. We're in our first year.
That's the Australian Commercial Radio Awards.
Oh, well done, Dave. Thanks for filling in a few blanks.
And we've been nominated for the best on-air team.
Oh, Metro. Huge.
Thank you.
But it must have been the day you were away that they listened to.
Well, can I just say, team's a bit loose considering I do all the heavy lifting, and it should be a nomination from me.
No, it's best.
I'll thank you. I'll thank you in the speech.
Why not be there?
It'll be a good night, actually.
You keep out of it, Dave. You won't even be there.
Oh,
you'll be at home.
A bit.
No, well, it's not really. You're not the poster, are you?
Another trip. don't start on the poster.
I haven't seen you on the poster.
That has been noted.
Yeah. It's not Kennedy Malloy.
Don't start
Dave.
It. I can't turn your microphone off.
You know
who else has been? Luke Boner.
Luke Boner.
I'm wrapped
overnight at Triple M.
We love his show. He's Triple M.
Nominated for Best Current Affairs Presenter.
And what clip do you think they'll play, Jane?
I've got one.
Typical example of Luke.
Let's have a listen to this clip.
Tracy, g'day. How are you?
I went through a house fire about a year and a half, nearly 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And now I'm 80% burnt all over my body.
Oh, jeez.
I was in a coma for 11 days.
Just wait there a second, Tracy. Belgium has just scored this audio thanks to SBS.
That was during the World Cup, of course.
We'll see. But look,
if he wins,
you
should get Tracy to accept the award for him.
No, we're very happy for
by the way,
Luke and Jess on Triple M.
Did you notice that?
What?
Andy didn't notice your hair when Andy Lee came
Good
in.
Good point.
He did not.
He doesn't need to. He's always complimentary to me.
He should have said something.
He's always complimenting me.
Dave got it.
I did, yeah.
Andy Lee, new, nothing. Young, metrosexual
Getting back to the hair. Hope it lasts for a week.
You got an earphone head now.
Oh, no. I'm going to take my headphones off.
All right.
Hey, Sophie Monk is going to join us in studio tomorrow.
Excellent.
Yeah. Lawrence Mooney and the ex-Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull,
here
as well.
We go.
That was some Kennedy Malloy for you. Now get around performance never seen before on the job site. Check out the latest from Milwaukee at your nearest authorised Milwaukee retailer.